from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with some of the more contemporary aspects of jazz rock fusion, as we turn first to a band from Belgium calling themselves Aka Moon, a.k.a., not standing for also known as, but rather a nod to the Aka Pygmies of the Central African rainforest. There is some world music influence in this fusion band's playing. We'll turn to their 2002 release, Guitars, and there are three guitarists in this lineup. David Gilmour of Pink Floyd fame, also Passana and Pierre Vandormal. On bass, Michel Hatzegiorgio. On sax, the Italian Fabrizio Casol, and on drums, Stefan Galland. This piece is an homage to Jimi Hendrix. Jimmy's three words. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Going back to 1991 for the John Scofield Quartet. John Scofield, of course, on guitar. Joe Lovano on sax. He also is featured on clarinet on this release. Mark Johnson on bass and drummer Bill Stewart. From the album Meant to Be, released on the Blue Note label, we heard Lost in Space. Before that, another track featuring the guitar artistry of John Scofield, this time on a recording fronted by drummer Dennis Chambers, also from the early 90s, 1992, the album Getting Even. That track also featuring Bob Berg on sax, Jim Beard on keyboards, Anthony Jackson bass, and percussionist Victor Williams. We heard Red Eyes. And we began that set with Aka Moon, hailing from Belgium, and the album Guitars, we heard Jimmy's Three Words. Continuing on in jazz rock fusion vein, but going back in time to the mid-70s for this set of two tunes. And we'll begin with music from Brand X, the English fusion band founded by drummer Phil Collins. Most people who know Brand X would cite their debut album as being Unorthodox Behavior, and that was their first official release, but there were some recording sessions made in late 1975, early 1976, which were not released until the late 90s, when Outer Music finally issued them as the album Missing Period. Phil Collins on drums, John Goodsell guitar, Robin Lumley keyboards, Percy Jones bass, and Preston Heyman on additional percussion. This is Miserable Virgin. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's music from Shadowfax, best known as a pioneering New Age ensemble, recording for the Windham Hill label in the 80s and early 90s. But their first album was actually recorded in 1975, and a couple of tracks on that release do point toward the later sound of Shadowfax, more acoustic in nature and along the lines of Oregon or the Paul Winter Consort. But the bulk of their debut LP is electric jazz fusion. The album Watercourse Way, Greg Stinson, later known as G.E. Stinson, on guitar and vocals, Doug Maluchnik, piano and keyboards, Chuck Greenberg, reeds, Phil Magini, bass, and Stuart Nevitt, drums and percussion. We heard The Shape of a Word. Brand X before that from Missing Period, we heard Miserable Virgin. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And the blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1604. In our final set of the hour, we'll listen to some music featuring the late Colin Walcott, a sitar player and percussionist, his main percussion instrument being the tabla. Colin was the original percussionist in Oregon when that band formed after the various members left the Paul Winter Consort. He was killed in 1984 while on tour with Oregon in Germany, promoting their album Crossings. We'll begin this set with a track from his debut solo album from 1975, Cloud Dance. This is a piece featuring Colin on tabla and John Abercrombie on electric guitar. Scimitar.
Thank you.
a mini homage to the music and legacy of Colin Walcott. That last track from cellist David Darling from his second album for the ECM label, Cycles. It was David's first album as a leader. His debut album, Journal October, was a purely solo effort. With Colin Walcott on sitar and percussion, Steve Kuhn, piano, Oscar Castro-Neves, guitar, Jan Garbarek, tenor sax, and Arild Andersen, bass. We heard Jessica's Sunwheel. Before that, music from Oregon and the original lineup that was Ralph Towner, guitar, Paul McCandless, oboe, Glenn Moore, bass, and Colin Walcott featured on tabla there. He also plays sitar and assorted percussion on this release. From 1978, when they were recording for the Elektra label, the album Out of the Woods, we heard the opening track, Water Wheel. And we began the set with a track from the debut album from Colin Walcott as a leader from 1975, also on ECM, the album Cloud Dance. That track featuring Colin Walcott on tabla and John Abercrombie on electric guitar. Other tracks also feature Dave Holland on bass and Jack DeJohnette on drums. We heard Scimitar. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.